Welcome to Focus on the Community, a weekly program that focuses on issues and events in our community.
And welcome to another weekend. I'm Frank Rush. Good to have you along today. We're going to talk today about something special for maybe the kids in your family and for the adults, too, because the adults, well, let's face it, we don't have the answers to all the questions. We're talking about Ask Rose. And the senior director for Ask Rose is Susan Smith Rhodes, who joins us today. And Susan, how you doing?
I'm well, thank you.
You are the senior director, as I mentioned. So what does that actually entail? What's your job with the Ask Rose Student Hotline Helpline?
Well, in addition to founding the program, I also work with our associate director and our assistant director to ensure that we have tutors available to help and that they are well-trained and that we are certified by the National Tutoring Association. And also, I work with promotions and just a variety of activities related to the program.
You mentioned you've been there since the beginning, and it's been longer than probably we care to remember, because this actually has been around for quite a while now.
Correct. The Homework Hotline actually started in 1991, and we have actually started in almost like a storage closet, and now we have 45 multimedia stations, and we have at least 30 tutors who work each Sunday through Thursday from 7 p.m. until 10 p.m. Eastern Time.
That's quite a lot. Tell us about what was the initial impetus to get this started? What was the need that you found that you thought Rose Holman could answer?
We had a number of students and families that would call us and they wanted tutoring, and we were going to be unable to send students out to people's homes. There was also a real need to create an interest in STEM, of science, engineering, technology, and math. And we also found a lot of times parents couldn't help. So we thought that since Rose Holman students have expertise in math, science, and engineering, that it would be a real great partnership between initially the local community and Rose Holman, and now it has grown that we serve the entire state. And in fact, last year we had tutoring sessions from 48 different states.
Wow, that's a lot. How many calls do you guys actually field? I mean, now you're in operation, what, just during the school year, correct?
We operate just during the school year. We operate, since many schools are on a balanced calendar now and they come back a little earlier, we bring a group of our tutors back, and they are Rose Holman student ambassadors. And so that allows us to open the Ask Rose program earlier. So we're open from mid-August through May.
And basically the topics that you cover, you don't cover all the topics. You stick, what, just to the math and science, right?
We specialize in math or science. If a tutor can help with another subject, certainly they will try. But our specialty is math and science. And so a student may be using a worksheet, and they can, if they want, they can send us that worksheet, or a student may be using a textbook or maybe not. So we try to meet the student and decide what their needs are and then help them based on their needs.
One of the things, too, about this is the fact, Rose Holman, obviously, I don't think you guys have a whole lot of problem attracting attention to this service, because Rose is known to have some of the brightest out there. You guys are a natural magnet for that. So when folks look for answers, they automatically come to you, right?
They do. And in fact, Rose Holman was just named again by U.S. News and World Report as the number one undergraduate engineering institution in our category. So we were real excited, and I think that says a lot about our faculty as well as our students. Our students are bright, and they're willing to help. And they really enjoy this because it allows them to share their technical knowledge. And it also helps our students because it helps them to, increase their communication skills. And so if you can teach something, you really know the material.
And all the tutors are students, correct?
Correct. We have 130 tutors that are employed with the program. About 30 plus tutors work each evening, but they are all Rose Holman students, math, science, and engineering students, undergraduates.
And they volunteer to be a part of this? How do they get involved?
No, we actually recruit students to this program, and it is a paid position on campus for our students because we receive support not only from Rose-Hulman Institute of Technology, but also Lilly Endowment. So it's a paid position for our students, but they certainly do it because we interview them and we select them and then train them, so they're getting some of the very best students that Rose has. And we also, the material is really close to them because many of them may be freshmen or sophomores and they've just left high school. And so they understand the math and science concepts and the way that those concepts are taught in schools today.
Well, I was going to ask you about that as far as what year in college at Rose most of these tutors actually fall into. And it's interesting that some of them are right there, freshmen and sophomores. They're just now into that college experience, and yet they're already talking to the high school kids. So the age difference there is not very great at all.
No, and it's really like working with a peer tutor, and we do have some seniors, but we have students in all of our grade levels, but particularly those freshmen, I think, are so valuable to our program because they just completed that material that these students are having questions about, and many times I think students find it easier to talk to a young person maybe than, a teacher or a parent.
Now, that's one of the things that I was just thinking about, that, so I'm glad you brought that up. They do kind of speak the same language, which I imagine is quite helpful.
Yes, they do.
Yeah, and that's got to be a real help, too. I mean, because you stop and think the parents probably, some of them may have the answers, but trying to communicate that to their kids, they don't speak the same language. But this way, they actually get to talk to somebody that's on the same page. And let's face it, a lot of parents nowadays, parents want to help, but boy, the concepts have changed in 10, 15, 20 years since they've been out of school. Now they've got their kids that are trying to go through this. It's kind of hard for the parents sometimes to come to grips with some of the things that are being taught nowadays.
Well, right. There are new methodology, and so we make sure that our tutors receive not only initial training for the program in pedagogical and learning assistance and technologies, but we make sure that our tutors also have regular updates on concepts, and in fact, coming up real soon, we'll be having a meeting and a training session to remind our tutors about some methodology in answering chemistry questions. So we're constantly doing in-service for our tutors just so that they are very, very sharp on all of their skills.
I was going to ask what kind of training they have to go through before you actually cut them loose on the phone bank or to chat online. How many hours do they usually have to go through before they actually take up the mantle and try to help the kids out?
Well, one of the things that we require them to do is they first must work with our associate director and another group of students, and we go through some of the policies and procedures. And then after they learn some of the techniques and questioning techniques, then we ask that they observe an experienced tutor. So they must observe an experienced tutor for two different evenings, and then they receive feedback. And we make sure that they are ready and very, very well trained. So in addition to actual what I'll call book training or online training that we provide to them one-on-one, they also work with a mentor tutor.
When the homework hotline, as it used to be called, first started, it was all strictly on the phone. But as technology has progressed, so has the program, and now you guys do an awful lot, I would imagine, in my guesstimation, you probably do as much or maybe more texting and online chats than you do actual voice phone work now, don't you?
We have seen a huge growth in the students using technology. So although students can still call the Ask Rose, we have a number of students. We've seen a great increase in students emailing us and students also chatting. And that's one of the reasons for the name change, is that we thought that it would avoid confusion and better reflect all the variety of tutoring services that we have. So phone, chat, email, and we also have over 500 online resources on our website at askrose.org that students can watch or utilize when they're doing their homework, perhaps, and we may not be open.
That's pretty cool. And also, too, let's face it, as the old name used to be, probably a lot of kids nowadays don't even know what a hotline is. So,
right.
You know, have you gotten into Skype yet, or is that something maybe you're looking at in the future?
No, we do Skype with classrooms primarily. And so a teacher maybe that's going to be gone for a conference or a teacher that wants a special learning session can schedule a Skype session with a tutor. And so the tutor will work with the class to solve some sample problems. So that's been an area where we are expanding. So we do a lot of Skype virtual face-to-face, but we do that with classrooms.
Mm.
A new element that we're also going to be starting very soon within the next month is tutoring by appointment after school, so that a tutor or a student can get help online immediately after school, and so we'll be announcing that soon as well.
You mentioned earlier, and I want to go back to this just a little bit to let folks kind of know what kind of investment Rose Hallman actually places in this program as well as others, but nothing is free. You've got equipment costs. Like you said, the tutors are paid. It's a paid position for them. Where does the funding come from, and how do you get it?
The funding is from Rose Hallman Institute of Technology as well as the Lilly Endowment. The Lilly Endowment has been very generous to us, and they have awarded us several grants over the life of the program because they believe that it's a real service to Indiana and that we are helping so many students. Last year we had over 32,000 tutoring sessions, so they see that students are utilizing us, and they also see some of our assessment data. And a good example of that assessment data is that last year 99% of the students who used the Ask Rose service said that they would use it again. So I think those are pretty good recommendations. If 99% of the students would use this again, I think we're making a difference.
As we said before, Rose Hallman, of course, attracts some of the brightest and the best that are out there. Have you seen any of your, I don't know, I guess you would call it your educational competitors, say like MIT's, Purdue's, have any of them come to you and said, wow, this is a pretty cool program, we'd like to do something like this? Have they come to look at what you do and maybe started other projects or other programs like this around the country and other schools?
Yes, our program has actually been replicated by several different universities. Harvey Mudd in California has replicated our program, and they acknowledge us as their founding partner. We also have worked with Pennsylvania schools, University of Pennsylvania, and three of their schools have homework hotlines, and also the University of Southern Illinois at Edwardsville.
Wow.
And so we're starting to see homework hotlines, and we really encourage other schools to start those things like we did in Penn State.
There's got to be a certain amount of satisfaction and pride when you could see something that started here not only blossom and get bigger just in our area, but also spread around the country and more as more and more people take notice of that. It's going to be pretty gratifying for you and the folks at Rose.
Well, it's wonderful to think that we have something that works, and we're certainly willing to share that because we need more students that are interested in STEM, and the earlier that you can interest students and the more math and science they take at an earlier age, they have a lot more opportunities just through their education. If they start with 4 years of math and take the science courses, it just opens a lot of opportunities for them, not only possibly through college, but throughout their life.
And it's got to be good, too, because it introduces Rose to what could be some very bright students out there that might think, hey, I might like going to this school. And, I mean, that could get you guys in touch with some very bright students out there that might want to go to your school in the future.
And in fact, it has. We have several tutors who work for the homework hotline who actually had called us or used us before, and when they attend Rose Hallman, they have said that they felt like it was their turn to give back, and so They became homework hotline tutors, but that's somebody with firsthand knowledge, and then they can, you know, encourage other people, say, I used it, now I'm at Rose Holman. And so I think that's really neat to have some students who've used the program who are actually now giving back to their school and other schools as well.
Some of the younger ones out there probably don't have any problem finding you, but for the parents and the other folks that want to tell their kids to find you, where do we find you? How do we tell folks where to find you if they need help with their homework? For the parents, where do they go?
If someone needs help, they can call us at 877-ASK-ROSE. Which is 877-275-7673, or they can contact us via our website at askrose, all one word, .org, and there they can either chat or email with a tutor, or again, look at some of those 500-plus online resources that can be found on our Ask Rose website.
Susan Smith Rhodes is the Senior Director for Ask Rose and one of the founders of the program. Thanks a lot for being with us today. What a great program it is, and it's kind of neat to have it right here in the Wabash Valley. Thanks for being with us this weekend. I'm Frank Rush.
You've been listening to Focus on the Community, a weekly public affairs program that focuses on issues and events in our community. To be considered as a guest on Focus on the Community, contact us by calling 812-420-2518. Be sure and tune in again next week at this time as we focus on the community.